Now the doubt,
Param Brahma,
yes, is now full of mind has assented, will has consented, the heart is full of love. These three conditions of Shraddha are fulfilled now. The real Shraddha is when mind assents, the will consents, and the heart becomes filled with love. Then you can say it is a right condition of Shraddha. Not belief, for normally people, Shraddha is not their Shraddha. It is a dynamic will to make real what you believe. That is Shraddha. Shraddha is a dynamic movement which does not stop merely at the belief, which wants to make belief real by experience, by realization. That is Shraddha. And that Shraddha has three conditions: assent of the mind, consent of the will, and heart filled with love. All the three conditions are now obtained in the consciousness of Arjuna. So he says now he wants to hear more. Vaktum arhasi, you now deserve to tell me. You should tell me now. Asheshena, without remainder, fully, divyahi atma vibhutaya, all your divine manifestations, preeminent manifestations which can be seen in the world, kindly narrate to me. Yabhihi vibhuti bihi lokan imam tvam vyapyatishtasi, those preeminent manifestations by which the whole world is pervaded by you. All these vibhutis, preeminent manifestations, please narrate to me. Katham vidyam aham yogim tvam sada parichintayan keshu keshu cha bhaveshu chintayah asi bhagavan maya. How shall I know you? You who are yogi and who is always contemplated, in which forms, keshu keshu cha bhaveshu, in which forms, chintyosi, you can be contemplated, O Bhagavan, O Lord, maya, by me. Please tell me, in what forms shall I think of you? You narrate to me all the different forms in which you can be seen. Vistarena atmanaha yogam vibhutim cha janardana bhuyaha kathaya triptihi shrunvato nasti me amritam. Vistarena, in detail, vistarena atmanaha yogam vibhutim cha janardana. You tell me your vibhuti yoga in detail. Bhuyaha kathaya, tell me again. You already told me something, but now tell me again. Bhuyaha kathaya triptihi shrunvato nasti me amrutam. Where is the satisfaction in my heart when you tell me such immortal things, such nectarous things? It's all that is flowing from you is nectar. So please pour this nectar on me and tell me in detail, without remainder, everything that is to be seen in which I can have sight of you and I can then contemplate on you. Now Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, Sri Krishna answers this question. Hanta te kathayishyami, indeed I will tell you. Devyahi atma vibhutayah, all my special manifestations I will tell you. But pradhanyatah, I will tell you only the principal manifestations. Arjuna had said, tell me without remainder. But Sri Krishna says, I will tell you, but not in detail. I'll only tell you pradhanyatah, only principal, some main events, main manifestations. Why? Because na asti antaha vistarasya me. Because there is no end of my great expansions. So when there is no end of my expansions, if I have to tell you everything, it will be endless and it will never be stopped. Therefore I will only tell you in principal features wherever I can be seen. Now comes the real content of this 10th chapter, where Shri Krishna, where the Supreme Divine can be seen. In metaphysical terms, the content of this, these verses from 20 to 35, the whole chapter, sorry, up to 22 verses, they give us what is called theory of vibhuti in metaphysical terms. What is vibhuti is itself a question. The description that is given here is easy enough. When Shri Krishna says, among Pandavas, I am Dhananjaya, I am myself Arjuna, among Vishnus, I am Krishna, among the warriors, I am Rama. These are easy to grasp. But what is behind these descriptions? Why do you call it vibhuti? What is vibhuti? The basic point about vibhuti is that this world is not a static world. This world is a dynamic world. This dynamic world is gradually unfolding more and more of what is contained in the seed. The seed itself is nothing but divine. This divine seed is flowering. This flowering has a certain rhythm, certain principles of development. This flowering is not pell-mell in a chaotic manner. There is a system in this development. But in all this development, at every stage, first to be seen is the omnipresence of the Divine. Whether the world is at a lower level of manifestation, or a middle level of manifestation, or even a higher level of manifestation, the one thing that you have to see everywhere is the presence of the Divine. And this is quite difficult. You can see the Divine in the sunlight, but you can't see the same Divine in the night, the darkness. It's easy to see the Divine in the saint, very difficult to see the Divine in the sinner. Very easy to see God in the benevolent, but very difficult to see God in the miser. In the goodness one can see the Divine more easily, in the evil it is very difficult to see the Divine. So the first thing that Shri Krishna tells Arjuna is, whether in the beginning or in the middle or at the end, first remember that all this is born out of the Divine seed. I am at the beginning of everything, I am in the middle, I am at the end. And see the Divine everywhere. It is only because it is very difficult to see the Divine everywhere that you can see first in the vibhutis, in some special manifestations. And then when you know what is a special manifestation, then you will learn that in every stage of manifestation, it is the Divine. It is in the weak. The Divine is weak in the weak. The Divine is strong in the strong people. The Divine is both in goodness and in evil. The Divine is present in the outcast, the divine is equally present in the one who is worshipped, who is great, who is majestic, dignified.